My guest today is Charlie Lanter with Community Action Council, and we're talking today about the fifth annual Poverty Forum that's coming to the Lexington Center this Friday from 5:30 to 9. Welcome, Charlie.
Thanks for having us. We're excited.
All right. So what was the overall goal when you first started the Poverty Forum?
The Poverty Forum is largely a community education project. What we found as the organization that's primary mission in the community is to combat poverty, that people just weren't talking about it. Whether it's locally or even in our own presidential campaign that's going on right now, people aren't talking about poverty. So part of the goal here is to get people talking about poverty. We try to bring as many folks in as we can for a night of dinner and conversation. We'll have a keynote speaker, but we also want folks around the table talking about poverty. We will give them statistics and hopefully prod conversation. But really, you're not going to solve a problem if you're not discussing it and really even acknowledging that it exists in your community.
You mentioned the data. You have a new report on poverty. Why don't you share some of the findings on that?
Well, we found out last week that Fayette County's poverty rate declined a tad from 20% to about 17%, which sounds like good news. And in just raw data terms, it is good news. But when you apply that to Fayette County's population, that's still 50,000 people who are below the poverty line. And the federal poverty line, that's a line of income at which families can't even afford basic necessities, food, shelter. So that's 50,000 people who live in our community who cannot pay the rent, who cannot put food on the table, and we won't even begin to talk about health care because that's way out of their league. There's at least another 50,000 who probably fall between that line and a more self-sufficient line of being able to reliably pay your bills. I mean, and just because you're not below the federal poverty line doesn't mean you're not struggling to make ends meet. I think there's lots of us who would agree to that.
Talk about the way the night is going to go then.
Well, we're going to bring folks in. We've got a reception from 5:30 to 6:30. We do try to raise a little funds the evening. This is not a big fundraiser for us. We bring in and we pay our bills associated with the event, and we walk out of there with a little bit of funds to support the organization. But, again, our primary goal this year is to really just educate the community. But we will have folks in for reception 5:30 to 6:30 where we'll have a silent auction. We're going to have a jazz band. We hope to get folks jazzed and get them ready and excited for the evening. At 6:30, we've got a dinner. We'll present a couple of awards that we give out each year, a scholarship for early childhood education for teachers, an award for community partners. And then we're going to go into our keynote speaker, who is Tavis Smiley, a notable public radio and public television personality who's been really leading a national conversation about poverty lately with his own national poverty tour with his partner Cornel West. They've been traveling around the country really trying to engage the entire nation in a conversation about poverty. So really it could not be better timing to bring in Tavis because he's the guy who's been trying to get the whole country to talk about poverty.
Why do you think the presidential campaigns have not concerned themselves with poverty issues?
You know, that's something that really baffles us as community advocates for the poor because they vote. They do. And I don't know where politicians walk away from, interactions with low-income families and think they don't. They pay attention. They know who's going to support them, and they do vote. And one thing we want to do is get the politicians to be aware of that so they'll start speaking to their issues. Poverty is not a pleasant thing to talk about. And also because there's disagreement within different communities on the solutions to poverty, that's probably one reason that the politicians stay away from it. They don't want to alienate one group or another. But frankly, regardless of solution, you're not going to fix it unless you're talking about it. And so really that's our goal here, is to get people talking about it, to get them to acknowledge that this is a need in our community and to really start thinking about what the potential solutions are.
Okay. In the time we have left, just tell people how to get their tickets and all of that.
Well, the Poverty Forum, you can find out more information at www.povertyforum.com, or you can call 800-244-2275. That'll get you to our line. Tickets are $50. We still have some available, but not a whole lot. So act now. You can purchase them online or call. We'll have some available at the door that night, but maybe not very many, depending on how many come in this week. Mr. Smiley is very popular. But we would love to have you. Come on out. Join us for the evening. It's really going to be a thought-provoking night.
Last question, Charlie. For those folks who aren't familiar with the Community Action Council, just explain what your role in the community is.
Sure. Well, we are the designated community action agency for Fayette, Bourbon, Harrison, and Nicholas counties. We serve over 35,000 individuals annually, over 15,000 families annually, and our mission is to combat poverty. We do that in a number of ways. We have early childhood programs that serve over 1,000 children each year, helping children from birth to age 5 get ready for kindergarten so that they enter kindergarten ready to go. We operate the federal Head Start program to that end. We are also the migrant Head Start grantee for the entire state of Kentucky. So we have child development centers all over the state that help young children in poverty get ready for school. And that's more than just early childhood education. That's making sure that when they go home, they have food to eat and they have a roof over their head and stability in their family. We also provide energy assistance because there's a direct connection between staying warm in the winter and learning at school or having food on the table and learning at school. When kids are worried about that kind of thing, they're not growing, they're not developing. We also will weatherize homes. We go into homes and put in insulation and new windows and more efficient appliances in order to reduce the energy bill, hopefully so they can afford the bill. So we're really about finding solutions that help people move toward a greater level of self-sufficiency. Some families have disabilities or they're elderly. They're not going to be fully self-sufficient, but what we're trying to do is move folks towards levels of self-sufficiency that will make them comfortable and help them feel more a part of the community. We're really about engaging the participants in the conversation. We have one-third of our board of directors are low-income folks who are program participants. And I should add that even though the Poverty Forum costs $50, we do allocate about a third of those tickets for low-income folks who can't afford tickets, and those are paid for by other sponsors. So we want to make sure everybody has a part in this conversation.
Charlie Lanter, Community Action Council, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.